One of America's former top counter-terrorism experts is warning that political violence could spin out of control in the lead-up to the US presidential election. Russ Travers served as acting director of the National Counter-Terrorism Center until March, and he says Donald Trump's ongoing rhetoric about the potential for a rigged election could lead to mass casualties should the president lose. Here's North America correspondent David Lipson.
A right-wing supporter of Patriot Prayer shot dead in Portland. A few days earlier, two left-leaning protesters fatally shot in Kenosha, allegedly by a 17-year-old militia member. Now, a country well accustomed to gun violence is on edge.
Oh, I think we definitely should be concerned.
That's Russ Travers, who served as acting director of the US government's National Counterterrorism Center until March this year.
I think there is a potential for increasing levels of reciprocal violence, these sorts of things could spin out of control and be very difficult for local law enforcement to be able to handle.
Mr. Travers was fired this year by the president after raising concerns about resourcing for the intelligence hub. The NCTC was established in the wake of the September 11 terrorist attacks to improve coordination of America's intelligence agencies. In recent years, it's been increasingly focused on the threat of domestic attacks, political in nature. And Russ Travers worries those attacks could be about to surge if the president continues to cast doubt on the legitimacy of the election.
I fear that there are a lot of people out there with very warped views of reality and a lot of guns who could willingly take up their weapon in defense of what they believe is the president and the Constitution.
He dismisses talk of a looming civil war, saying it's only the extreme fringes of the political spectrum that have any appetite for violent confrontation.
It's Antifa. It's a lot of radical left bad people.
Running his election campaign on a law and order platform, President Trump has threatened to declare the militant leftist group Antifa as a terrorist organization, repeatedly painting the so-called radical left as the main perpetrator of domestic terrorism in America. Russ Travers again.
He's wrong. That is not to say that there is no left-wing violence. There absolutely is, but the lion's share of the violence is being conducted by right-wing types.
Tensions are likely to ramp up as the November 3 election date approaches, but the biggest threat could come after the presidential poll, with a surge in mail-in ballots expected due to the ongoing pandemic. Delays in the official count are all but assured, and the president is already claiming the result is likely to be rigged. This is David Lipson in Washington for AM.